The Lord said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, the day we read about the coming of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. We see the first Christians all gather together, and God descends on them like a fire, and they are filled with the Spirit. With joy, they are one together in Christ Jesus, and their hearts are full of worship. They are burning for the Lord. It is a scene of excitement, or exuberance, or euphoria. Now let's do a little bit of a comparison. Think of the church across our country. It doesn't matter what tradition or denomination. Think of the church across our city. Dare I say, think of ourselves here at the Church of the Ascension. Now think of the church on the day of Pentecost. We have lost a little bit of our thunder, haven't we? The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all the way around them. There were many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, mortal, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Many of us look at the church when we were children and the church today, and we ask ourselves, what happened? And it's not just people of a certain age. I ask myself this question too. We read about the early church in the Bible, in Acts, in the letter of Paul and Peter and John, and we ask ourselves the question, what happened? I suspect if we really want an answer to this question, and if we want to do anything about it, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to Pentecost, to the birthday of the church. Pentecost, as we read about in the book of Acts, before it became known as the founding of the church, was a Jewish holiday and festival that the people of Israel had celebrated for thousands of years. Pentecost was a Jewish holiday which celebrated the spring harvest and which took place 50 days after the Passover. Hence, we as the church celebrate this day 50 days after Easter because of the course our Lord was crucified during the Jewish Passover. During the Feast of Pentecost, the Jewish people would celebrate the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, the beginning of them becoming a distinct group of people, a distinct community set apart from the rest of the world, was celebrated on the Feast of Pentecost, much like we do on this day as the church. But let us now turn to our reading from Acts and see what is going on. We are told in our text that all the believers are together in one place, and suddenly they hear this huge sound from heaven like the wind, and the whole house where they are is filled. We are then told that everyone who is there is filled with the Holy Spirit, and each one begins to speak in a different language because the Spirit has given them the ability to do so. The sound of the Holy Spirit was so loud, the text tells us, that all the people who were in the city from all over the world come together. They too start speaking in all different languages from the countries they are visiting from. But although they are speaking in different languages, they are able to understand one another. And the people are not just speaking about random things, they are talking about God and all the deeds of power and the amazing things that he does in the world, in their part of the world. We are also told that at the end of the age, all the nations of the world will be for naught, and all will come together. As much as Pentecost is about the beginning of the church, it is also a foreshadowing of things that are to come. It is very interesting to note that the Holy Spirit comes with a great sound. God the Holy Spirit makes his appearance with a great sound for all to hear. Remember, the day of Pentecost was the day that the Jewish people celebrate God appearing on Mount Sinai and giving Moses the law which would guide them as a people and show them how they were to live their lives. By this time in the Jewish tradition, it was believed that God gave the law to Moses in a single sound, but that each person on earth heard the law in their own language and in their heart, and was able to understand what God wanted for them in their lives. If we think about it, this is similar to what we see going on in our reading for today. God is sending the Spirit who will guide his people, the church, much like the law was to guide the people of Israel. And much like the rabbinic tradition, each person was able to hear and understand God in their own language. Just as Pentecost was the day the people of Israel celebrated them becoming a people, this is what the church does this day as well. Now everyone in the city sees this great event taking place. Many are confused and others accuse the disciples of being drunk. But Peter reminds them, this is not possible, for it is only 9 in the morning. At this point in the story, Peter stands up and he begins to give a sermon. He begins to preach the gospel to all who are seeing this amazing event take place. He offers the message of salvation of Jesus Christ. What is important to note about Peter's preaching is that preaching the good news of salvation is the first and primary activity of the church. The Holy Spirit descends on the disciples, and preaching the gospel is the first thing that they do. This gift of preaching for Peter and all the gifts of the church come from the Holy Spirit. The same is true for all of our gifts in the church today as well. We can see from reading the book of Acts today that Pentecost is really about two things. First, Jesus Christ comes to offer salvation to the whole world. As we see the Holy Spirit descend, there are people from every nation who speak every language. Secondly, the church's main task in the world is to preach this gospel of salvation to all people. We see as the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples, the first thing that Peter does is preach the gospel. So as we look at the descending of the Holy Spirit and the activities of the early church, and then the church today, we are left asking ourselves the question, what happened? How have we lost our thunder? Perhaps the solution to our problem as the church is we need to get back to basics. We need to focus on what the church has been about from the very beginning, knowing that Jesus Christ offers salvation for the entire world and sharing that message with every single man, woman, and child. The church for 2,000 years has done great works throughout the world. It has helped countless people. It has invested in great works of beauty and art. It has made architectural leaps. It has educated swaths of the globe. It has offered the world some of the greatest academic minds, just to name a few things. Although the church does all these things, we can never lose sight of our primary task, and that is to be assured of salvation in Jesus Christ and to preach that salvation to the end of the world. And if we remain faithful to this task, we may regain some of our thunder, some of our luster. We again may have something to offer to this broken world. Although this task seems like a scary thing, sharing the gospel with others, inviting others to come in, we do not do this alone. For God is with us. He came to us this day as the Spirit in order to help us to do this work, to preach his gospel to the ends of the earth, and to baptize all people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This brings us back to the beginning and those dry bones that we read about in the prophet Ezekiel. In many ways, the church across the Western world has become those dry bones. God asked the prophet, "Can these bones live?" And the prophet responds to God, "God, only you know." The Lord then says to the bones, "I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live." This is what God will do with the church in the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, but this is still what God will do with his church today if we let him, and these dry bones can live again. So this day, as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, let us renew our mission as the church to be assured of our salvation in Jesus Christ and to share that message to the ends of the earth. And as we do this work as the church, we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.